Okay, we're up to Teshem and Aleph towards the bottom. So the Gemara said that Pesach Pasuach is considered a strong taina. Up until this point, we only have Rashi that says that he's believed Lagavi himself. That the Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura is not believed Lagavi her. And therefore she doesn't lose her ksuba. Later on the Gemara is going to discuss another daya that says that she does lose the ksuba, but up this point Rashi holds that she doesn't lose her ksuba because it's only shavya nafshe. He has neman, it's only legabe himself, not where it affects her at all. And the Gemara says that Pesach Pasuach, where there's only one suffik, is strong enough to aser her to him, it's just similar to where there's no aid, there's only aid echad, right, where there's kinui and stira, or two aidim where even if there's no kinui and stira to the actual znus. So what it says, if that's the case, the chitema maisa shaharyim it name ma'alo asrua. David HaMelech knew that he lived with Bathsheba, and therefore she should have become asur to Uriah. Because it was a common knowledge that what he did, and she's ushered to him, she'd be ushered to her husband too. So why wasn't she ushered at least to David? What? She what? We'll see. Not that clear. The Gemara says Hashem onus habit. One teretz is that it was an onus. Onus means not that David HaMelech raped her, but it's Amos HaMalchus. She couldn't say no. Right? If the king comes to live with you, even if it seems to be with will, that's called onus. It's one way of learning. Another way of learning was that Bathsheba was a ketana, and pitui of a ketana is considered onus, even if she agrees. But her agreement means meaningless, and it's considered like an onus. So if she was a ketana, then it's bashit. It was an onus because by a ketana there can't be anything more than an onus. And if she was a gedola, then still was an onus because, again, you don't say no to the king. And since a Eishes Yisrael, whose nanas isn't also to her husband, she's not also to the Boel either. So she didn't become also to David HaMelech either. That's one teretz. The Iboy Seima, ki hada omreb Shmuel bar Nachmeni omreb Yonason. Shmuel bar Nachmeni said in Erbi Yonason, call Hayotzi Lemelchemes Beis David, get creases kosev leishto. Right, that whenever they went out to Milchama, so David HaMelech instituted that everybody write their wives' git. Rashi learns that the get was al tnai, that they wrote a get, and if they didn't return, then the get was chal from that time, Lemafreya. They didn't return from the war, and Uriah never returned. So he wrote a get out tonight, and Mamela, since he never returned, some say that's why David HaMelech put him to the front, because even though he was chayiv nisa because he was a morid b'malchus, but he gave him a chance to survive. But in the end, he died in the war, so he never came back. And Mamela, the get took effect from the time he left, which means before David HaMelech lived with her. So when he lived with her, she actually wasn't an Eishes Ish. And Tosfos learns that they used to write a get completely, right? And then if they remarried them when they came back, but they wrote the get privately, and not everybody knew about the gittin. And that's why the Gemara says that it's better to be boal sofik eishes ish. David HaMelech told the people who were mevayishim, right, than to mivayimal b'necha very barabim. So according to Tosfos, not suffocatious each. According to Rashi, it was a suffocatious each. Maybe Uriah would come back, and then the get would be bought. But according to Tosfos, she was for sure divorced. But Tosfos says, since not everybody knew, it was done quietly or whatever, not everybody knew about these divorces, so it was like a suffocatious. Suffic meaning in the minds of people, they didn't know for sure they wrote the get or not. How do you know these the right getting? They'll see. The Tifko Vishalom, the Tikach. So Yishai sent David to his brothers who were in the Milchama against Goliath. So this is before David HaMelech's time, but David HaMelech continued this practice that had been accepted, that people who went out wrote gittin to their wives. And that's what it says, my vias aruvosam tikach, take the aruva, tani Rav Yosef, dvarim hamuravin bein olaveina. The marriage, take with you the document that will break up the marriage. In other words, a get to your brother, since they're now in a muhamma, the minig was to write a get, that in case they get lost or whatever, they wouldn't be agunos. That lemafreya, either according to Rashi, lemafreya, the get would take effect, or in Toritosis there would be a get, and if they came back, they remarried them. Rashi. Mipnei ma lo asrua al David, shari edim harbe yodim. Rashi says that there was a lot of edim that knew what David did. Right, it was common knowledge. Right, and they knew that David HaMelech was alone with her, and they could assume therefore that they lived together and should be awesome. Tosa says no, it's not. There weren't any edim. The edim were only circumstantial edim, and the reason is because David HaMelech himself knew that he lived with her, so that should be enough to asher her to him, because he knows that she's asher to her husband and asher to him. So why didn't they asher her to him? That's the shot. Get creases kosively ishto shim yomus bimulchama yehi get mi yom kshivaso. So Rashi learns it was a get al tanai, that in case he dies in the war, doesn't come back, the get should be chala mafreya from the time it was written. Bahari meis uriya mulchama, and Uriah never came back. So the get that he wrote took effect retroactively, and when David lived with her, she therefore was not an ashes ish. Dichsiv mulchemish shol v'yasachecha. The David lomad mi yishay aviv lahanig sha'af hayotzim mulchamosav osim kei. David HaMelech learned from his father Yishai, that's what they used to do in Shol HaMelech's mulchamos. He continued the practice. Dvorim hamuravim bein olivino elu kedushin tikach tito mi b'neim alidei get. Take away the kedushin by bringing your brothers, what's it called, and bring them the get, but bringing them, I guess, the get to fill out and to sign in front of Edim that it should take effect. Okay. Omer Abaye, Afanan Nomi Tanina. So now, from what Reb Elazar said, that what's it called, that he's Neman by Pesach Pasuach to asa her on himself. So the Chora, the Mishnah says that. Besula Nisis Liomaravi and Liom Chamishilo. Dafka, she gets married on Wednesday, has her biri shown the Wednesday night, so he won't cool off if he finds that she's not a besula more than a few hours to go to Beis Din and taina that she's not a besula. My taina, Mishu Mikurei Daita. Why do they make such a takana that you have to get married right before the day that Beis Din sits? Right, because we don't want it to cool off. Now, what if he'll cool off? Lamai, even Mesav Luxuba. If we're afraid that he'll pay her ksuba and he doesn't have to, because she wasn't a basula when he married her, right? So Nesivla. So what's it called? What are we afraid of? He'll cool off and he'll give her ksuba when he doesn't have to. So let him give it. He was giving it willingly, right? He cooled off. So why are we going to stop him from paying her money? If he wants to pay, let him pay. So what do we have to get involved in making sure that he doesn't pay a riksuba when he doesn't have to? If he wants to, he's going to. He'll off. He'll pay a riksuba. Elala osrala. It must be that we do get involved because he's going to cool off and live with her when she's also to him. And then it'd be marbal chatoyim. So Beis Din has a responsibility. Make sure people don't do averis. So we don't want him to end up continue living with her if she's also to him. With the katoin taina mai, what taina is he going to come to Beis Din with? Lav the katoin taina is pesach pasuah, and we see that therefore, if he came to Beis Din and tainid pesach pasuah, should be also to him. We're afraid that he won't come to Beis Din right away because he'll get married a few days before Beis Din sits. By the time Beis Din sits, he'll cool off and he won't come. So he'll be living with somebody who's also to him. Well, also to him. So therefore, you see that if he would tain a pesach basuach, she's also to him. Mara says, well, the katoin tain is dumb. Now, it's not talking where he would tain a pesach basuach, kaka is not a borer taina. That's the other tzad. The other tzad is maybe he doesn't really know what he's talking about. So he says, pesach basuach matzasi, but he's making a mistake. So even Lefi Dvarov, she's not really asher to him because he doesn't know. He thinks. Right? So we wouldn't asher her. But what is the tain of the Mishnah? Tain is dumb. He says there was no dam besulim, and it's talking about a mishpacha that does have dam besulim, or according to the Rach, that she wasn't a bogeris, right? And therefore, tainus damim is a for sure taina. There were people, there was no dam, there should have been dam. That's not something you can make a mistake. Either there's dam or there's not dam. So therefore, his taina is there was no damim, that already is a taina brura. But tainus pesa basul, maybe he's not a taina brura, and therefore we don't ask her to him. We say the he thought that he made a mistake. We don't say that. That's what Rav Elazar says. Rav Elazar says chiddush. You didn't learn that from the Mishnah. Rashi. Afanan nami tanira. The toin pesa basuah matzasi asra Allah. Below amrinu lo kimle. That if he signs pesa basuah, that she's also to him, and we don't say that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Ikrure daita ad sheni b'shabbos haba. Because if he didn't get married on Wednesday night, got married on Thursday, he'd have to wait till the next Monday, and by that time he may cool off and not come to Beis Din. Someone says, "Lamai kapti rabbanan imakaridaiti." Why would the rabbanan makba that he shouldn't cool off? Right? Who cares? Nesiv lo malon lafsid lavari. You know, if he does, why do you have to matzur the ksuba? He's giving it willingly. So if it had to do with the ksuba, what's the problem? Elalav lo osra. Must be we're afraid that she'll be osra to him. Right, because he knows Pesach Pasuach, that if he had come to Beis Din, we would answer her, and now he's not going to come to Beis Din, he's going to continue living with her. Hu de kabdinan shelo yikara daito v'yikayim eso asura lo. He'll end up living with somebody also to him, and Beis Din is responsible to make sure people don't do Ishurim. Right? We don't have the idea of live and let live, you know, do your own thing, but Beis Din is responsible to make sure that people don't do Averis. Al mekiyoshi v'toyin asurin lo ale. So therefore, what's it called when if he won't cool off, he'll come to Beis Din and we'll make sure that he doesn't live with her anymore, that she's also to him. Where it says, no, Tainus Domi, the Taina Mevureresi. His Taina is Tainus Domi. That's what we're concerned with. But Enochinami, Tainus Pesach Pasuch wouldn't answer her. The Lekala Memer Lo Kimle. By Domim, there's no doubt. Either there was blood or there wasn't blood. Okay. Omer of Yehuda Mer Shmuel. Omer Pesel Pasuach Matzasi Neman Latsila Ksubasa. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel that if he says Pesel Pasuach, not only is he believed Lagabi himself to answer her to himself, but he's also Neman that she doesn't get a Ksuba. Okay. Now Rav Elazar, Rashi learns that Rav Elazar argues. And the Rishalmi Tosas brings down and says the same thing. According to Rabbi Lezer, she wouldn't lose the ksuba. But now Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel says she does lose the ksuba. The Gemara is going to explain later on because there's a chazaka that a guy wouldn't make a chasana meal, right, if he wasn't telling the truth now that she's also, if he knew, if he wanted Stan to make up a story, right, he wouldn't have made up the story before he paid for the suda. The person isn't Toreach and pay for a suda. Right, and then mimats it unless he's telling the truth. Okay, so he must be telling the truth. There's a chazok, and that chazok is strong enough that she doesn't get her ksuba, because he has together with that is a cheskes mama. That what's it called? That he's the muhzak on the money, doesn't pay it. So he's not only believed Lagavi himself to asher her, he's also believed that she doesn't get her ksuba. Okay. Tosa says that even Rebbe Lozer could have held this, but Rebbe Lozer, the Iker told us Valach and she's Osir. But that he could also hold that she loses her Ksuba. But in any case, Rashi learned not like that. And now we have Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, who says that Pesach Basuach is believed not just to answer her to him, but even that she loses her Ksuba. Omer of Yosef, my Kamash, Malon Tanina. What's the Chiddush? We have a Mishnah that says that Ha'ochel etzel chomid b'Yehuda Shelo be'edim Eino yochol liton tainus besulim. If a person, what's it called, eats along with his kala, okay, in Yehuda, later on he can't taina what's it called, tainus besulim, because in Yehuda they had the minig where they were miyachid the chasen and kala, they let them be alone in Yehud. in order that they should get to know each other well. And it's very possible that he was Boel her. And therefore, it could be that he's the reason that Pesel Pasuch, and he forgot, or he didn't realize that he actually made a Bia, or he didn't think he broke the Besulin. So, and he forgot that they got really that close. So whatever it is, he can't tie in any more Pesel Pasuch Matzasi, because he can't tie in any more Tainus Besulin, if you want to know what the Taina was, right? Because maybe he's the cause, and he doesn't remember, or whatever. In Yehuda, he can't make that taina. But the Galil, where they don't not miyachid the chasan and kala, then he does have a taina of tainus besulin. Motzi toy ulamai. What's this taina that he has? Ila osra lov. If it's to make her osir to him, be Yehuda amaylo, then Yehuda also lechara what's the cause should be the same thing. Why not? Why isn't he believed to osir her? If he says, I know for sure I didn't live with her. Right, and therefore she must have been Mizana, so she's also to me in a case where it's only one suffix, okay, she's Kohen, right? So why can't he ask her? It's Shavya Nafshe. He's telling us that he knows he didn't live with her and whatever. Elalav Lafsi the Ksubase. It must be that he's believed the Taina is a good Taina to make her lose her Ksuba. That's what we're talking about. Not to ask her to him. To ask her to him, of course he can ask her to him if he wants to. Now, even in Yehuda, must be to make her lose a ksuba. So in Yehuda, we say that maybe he made a mistake. So we're not going to make her lose a ksuba because he thinks that she wasn't a besula and he doesn't remember it's because of him. But in the Galil, where there's no yichud, it only can be from somebody else, then what's it called? We believe him even to make her lose a ksuba. With the katoin tainamai, and what tain is he taining? Lav the katoin tain is pesel pasuach. And still we see that even though Pesel Pasuach could be construed to be not a clear taina, and therefore shouldn't be strong enough to make her lose her ksuba, right, we see that he is believed in Galil. At least where there's no yichud, we believe him with a tainus Pesel Pasuach to make her lose her ksuba. Mercer's law, the kotain tainus domin. It's not talking about Pesel Pasuach. Right? Pesel Pasuach, we would always say that it's not a taina of brura, maybe he's making a mistake, we can't make her lose. So Gabi himself, she could be awesome, it's a sophic. But inside sophic, we don't make her lose her ksuba. But the taina he's taining, where he's believed in the Galil and not in Yehuda, and Gabi the ksuba is taina's domi. That's not a sophic, that's for sure. He knows for sure there was no domi. And later on we'll see why. So why is he believed? She's taining that not true. Why don't we believe her? Because of this chazok. Rashi, lat sida ksubasa al piatzma, right? That even though he is giving the only testimony here, still she loses her ksuba. The time of the kaman nefarish hazaka ain't on toreh besuda matsida, right? The guy trying to make up a lie and trying to make her lose her ksuba, he could have done it very easily before he made the chasa, before he made the suda. The guy doesn't go through a whole suda, pay for it, and then make up a taina. And lose all his money. Ha'ochal etzel chamiv b'yomim shebein eris and lesuin. Person eats by his father-in-law, right? Where the kala is still between the eris and lesuin. Ein yochal eton tainus besulim shetikonis lechupa. When later on the machnas of lechupa, he has no more taina of tainus besulim. Meishem misyachinim abi Yehuda hayu miyachnim also kadesh yelibo gasba. They used to put the chas and kala together alone, so they should get to know each other. And be Yehuda Amaylo Haomer Pshita Lishlo Bosi Oileha V'Havadi Me'Acher Zinsa Shavi Alecha Ticha Gisura Mali Galil Mali Yehuda. If he tainas, I'm sure that I didn't live with her, so she must have been Mizana. She's also to him. That's Shavi Anakshe Elalav Lahatsida Ksubasa. It must be that in the Galil we believe him with tainas Besulin to basically lose the Ksuba, and in Yehuda we don't believe him, right? Yehuda lo matzid al piv damirin hu ba'al el be'erison. Right, we say that he actually lived with her, and either he is what's it called? Doesn't remember or whatever. The galil matzitoyin the halom mishyachet. But in the Galil he can taina. I'm what's it called? Sure, I didn't live with her because we never had yichud. My lab de katoyin tainis pesem basur matzasi. Even though there's no witnesses. that could ascertain that she's mamish a mizana, and therefore oser to him, and therefore loses her ksuba, right? And it's not a for sure taina, because we only rely on him. There's no edim. He claims that Pesach Pasuach Masasi. Yamrin ilav de kushtahu lohaya matzi tzudasa. If it wasn't true, he wouldn't be matzah the suda. He would have done it before he made the suda, if he was lying. Vimhaya sona, if he hated her, mitchila, haya megarisha. He would have megarisha to begin with, after the erisin, before the nisua, before he went to all the expense of making the chasin. The low Torah besudas nisui. But in Yehuda, he still not believe. Why? Shema boal b'me'erisin b'shocha. Because maybe he forgot that they actually lived together. Oh, or another possibility. Or abba mitochi basa v'lo yoda sheshiber b'suleha. They taka lived together. He never thought that he made such a maisa bia that broke her b'sulim. He knew that they had some kind of bia, but he didn't think it was enough to break the b'sulim. And now he's saying that somebody else broke the besulah. So Mara says, "Lo, the katoyin tain is done." It's not talking where pesach pasulah. Pesach pasulah is not enough to make her lose a ksuba. It's only enough al shavi anafshe to asher her to him. It's not enough to make her lose a ksuba. La olam emelok b'dover sheni yochel avaro eno neman lahapsik ksubasa. It's only believed he claims that he knows for sure that he wasn't it wasn't from him. But it was from because they're not miyachid together, so he can be sure it's not from him. She's also to him, but the fact that he says for sure that he found pesach basuach, we're not so sure. Maybe you're mistaken. Maybe you thought it was pesach. Maybe you were boiled the hatoya by accident, and therefore wasn't pesach basuach. But you could have, and therefore he's not neman lahafsik subas. He's neman l'gavi himself to asher her, because he claims that he knows, but we're not so sure. So you can't make her lose a ksuba. Utiyuka the masnisa daikin and ha begol motzi toin. The toin taina is dumb. That which it says that in Galil you couldn't taina is not pesach basuach. Is taina is dumb. Ukigon shahoyu lohem shushbinim she mishamshu oson. They had shushbinim. She had somebody and he had somebody, and they watched to see what's it called after they had bia. They came in and they right away took the sheet. And if there was dam, there was dam. There was no dam, there was no dam. Velo nasis ovno bedover. It wasn't possible that somebody pulled a trick over here because there was pikuah, right? There were mashgichim. Velo raw the ebay. And it didn't happen that there was no dam. Right? What's it called? And or maybe got lost. That didn't happen. If there would have been dam, they would have found it. And he's tiny for sure. There was no dam, and they have a pikuah that. There's no other possibility. There was no doubt. The taina brura, that's a taina brura. So therefore, there's no raya from all of these cases that pesach pasuach would be that. That's why you need Rabbi Lozer to be the to be mechadish this halacha, and Shmuel to be mechadish the halacha that she loses her ksuba.